On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game, connecting you to life outdoors.
Eastern hognose snake. Some wildlife experiences you never forget. My first encounter with an eastern hognose snake was on a sandy ball field near the river. The surrounding area was covered by scraggly oats and little blue-stem grass. As I was walking across the field, I heard a hissing sound. Right there on the ground in front of me was a thick-bodied, dark-colored snake with blotches. It was coiled up, its head raised a good foot off the ground, with the skin extended around its head and neck like a cobra pretending to strike. Needless to say, it stopped me right in my tracks. After a few heart-pounding moments, I gathered my wits, reminding myself that we have no cobras in New Hampshire, and took a few steps toward the snake. Much to my surprise, the snake seemed to collapse and go limp. It laid on its back, mouth wide open, tongue hanging out, looking like it was dead. Quite a dramatic scene. Eastern hognose snakes are sometimes called puff adders, spreading adders, or blow vipers because of this behavior. The important thing to know is that they are not venomous to people and rarely bite. They are easily distinguished by their upturned snouts, but they are variable in color. A hognose can be yellow, gray, brown, green, or black, and is often patterned with large rectangular spots down the middle of their back. These may resemble eye spots, or they may appear to be all black. The scales are keeled, meaning that rather than being smooth, they have a ridge down the center, making them rough to the touch. The underside of the tail is usually lighter than the rest of the body. Adult hognose snakes typically are between 2 and 3 feet long. The females have robust bodies and short, tiny tails. They tend to grow to a longer total length than males do. Hognose snakes generally become active in mid to late April, depending on the weather. Mating occurs in April and May, and very likely in the autumn as well. Like other snakes, the female hognose can store sperm for weeks or months before fertilizing eggs. This enables them to produce viable young later in the season if there are poor weather conditions in the spring. Most often, they lay their clutch of eggs all in one location in June to early July. The number of eggs varies from 4 to 60, but typically a female hognose snake lays between 15 and 35 eggs, just a few inches underground or beneath woody debris. The eggs are thin-shelled, whitish and elliptical in shape. The snakes hatch 39 days to 2 months after the eggs are deposited, usually between August and September. The hatchlings must slash their way out of the egg with the egg tooth on the tip of their snouts. After they hatch, they are on their own. Hognose snakes are active by day. Toads are their favorite and most exclusive food. They seem to be immune to poisons in the toads, but they will prey on frogs, salamanders, and occasionally small mammals and birds. It's thought that the snake uses its enlarged teeth on the rear upper jaw to inject mild venom into its prey. The gland that supplies this venom is located near the base of these teeth. Prey are not constricted, but simply grabbed and swallowed. In turn, hognose snakes are preyed upon by raccoons, foxes, and hawks. The New Hampshire Wildlife Action Plan includes a detailed assessment of the habitat needs, threats, and conservation actions for eastern hognose snakes. They are found in the Merrimack River Valley, though New Hampshire is on the northern edge of their range. The largest threat to the snakes in New Hampshire is loss of habitat from expanding development, mortality on roadways, and people killing individual snakes because of misplaced fear. But as you have learned here, hognose snakes are not dangerous to you or your pets, unless, of course, you are a toad.